Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do. Yeah, I said the same thing. And, you know, I get a little, cliche talking about the AL East, but it's something different. And I think they're very well should be three playoff teams out of this division. We see a chance for four playoff teams out of this division. And like you said, I think we have five teams that might have winning records or deserve to have winning records. So it's going to be very competitive all year. We know that. And, we've come out to a pretty tight start, I guess, to start things off. But there's a lot of long ways to go.
Mike Elias talking about the state of the division. And the AL only has one team with 10 wins. That's the Tigers.
Deserve to have a winning record. How does a team deserve to have a winning record? You play 162. If you end up with 75,
you earn it.
No, but I mean, I think he's implying that, see, because he's got the crystal ball and he's penciled it all out. So it sounds like in the real world, which is Mike Elias's world, all these teams have probably at least 87 wins. Doesn't matter what happens in your world where there's standings that you could go to ESPN or Baseball MLB. Reference or Baseball Savant and it all says this is how many games they won.
There's no
deserving. He's got his list of deserve. I'm sure in his mind, the Orioles deserve to be 13-2.
Instead of
deserve.
But Bowen feels they deserve to be 6-9. You know that. They can only be 6-9 once.
Yeah. It's going to change after today.
Yeah, it's over. That's over.
It.
The dream is done.
The dream is over.
More for Mike Elias.
Cancel the season.
Yeah.
This is it. Yeah. You're telling me this is the high
pinnacle.
Point of the year? It's all downhill from here?
This is peak for Bone. The shaky start to the season. What about it, Mike?
You know, it's been real uneven. It's been a little frustrating, and it's been kind of a fitful start to the year and spring. We've had our share of injuries. I mean, there's a lot of that going on around the league, but, certainly we've caught the bug, and I think we have eight pitchers on the IL right now, and three of them are basically our top three starters. Colton Cowser's on the IL. Jorge Mateo kind of came back quickly after spring training, but he's coming off of a long injury. So we've got health problems, but other teams do too. And I think the biggest thing for us, you know, we knew this was going to be a team very reliant on its position players, the offense and the defense. And we've had flashes of really good offensive performances, and they've usually resulted in wins, but there's been a lot of games where we've just kind of gotten blanked. I think a lot of that, you know, we face really good starting pitchers so far this year, just sort of by luck of the draw. So the pitching we've been facing has been pretty impressive. And I think our offense will get on a roll, but that's, certainly the heart and soul of this team.
So, okay, they'll face some bad pitching and they'll start hitting. That doesn't change their rotation, though. And I hope Zach Eflin's back at some point, but they still...
Well, we'll get to the clip here. I thought his answer to the Eflin question was very interesting. I'll just say this about their offense. Because all he did was work the margins to try to make them better against left-handed pitching. And I get it. It's early. They face a lefty tonight. A lefty who doesn't have reverse split.
Logan
so
Allen.
A lefty and Logan Allen, who righties who are worth a damn, should be able to hit. I would just point out, the Orioles and the Kansas City Royals are the only teams in Major League Baseball without a home run against left-handed pitching. The Orioles are batting .213 against left-handed pitching. That's 20th in Major League Baseball. They're slugging .250 against lefties. That's 27th. They have a .581 OPS against lefties. That is 26th. And they're 17th in on-base percentage against lefties. So, we'll see, Mike. I don't know what Gary Sanchez and Laureano deserve to be hitting, but they better start hitting tonight.
And the luck of the strong pitchers that they've faced, I don't know.
Well, they'll face some bad ones.
If they get lucky.
Yeah. Ben, Jason requested it, so let's go with cut 14. Mike Elias talking about the Zach Eflin injury.
Well, it was a very mild latch strain. It was in a part of the muscle in the middle of the muscle belly that you hope is a little more positive and something closer to the shoulder connections. I do not have a timetable on him other than he continues to feel better and better. And we think we'll probably get him playing catch next week and kind of take it from there. So there's a range of outcomes there. I guess at this point, what I would say is we're optimistic that this will be measured more in weeks than months, but there's kind of a open set of possibilities, but so far he's feeling really good.
Well, let me remind you that a year ago Grayson Rodriguez had, did they describe it as
minimum stint on the IL,
yeah, and he never pitched again. That was what, August?
Hear weeks and not months, that tells me this cat, it's not just 15 days. It's not just go back and find his last start and go 2 weeks into
June
the future.
1st.
It's not. Did that sound like that to you?
Sure. June 1st?
Maybe.
He said that doesn't really know the timeline, then says weeks, not months. And last year when he went on the IL, he was on for the minimum, the 15 days. That no shot that's going to be the case after that.
Who's back first? Him or Gibby? Gibby, who pitched today. I'm
Gibby.
Looking up the line right now.
Gibby has a good pitch today.
I think Gibby.
Yeah, I think, you know, they love to rush guys. Gibby's coming back soon. By the way, there are other injured pitchers. Mike Elias, cut 18, Beltway Ben, gives us an update on the other injured pitchers.
I think the good news is, all the eight that I mentioned on the IL are all doing really well. So the rehab, they're moving along. It would probably take me 20 minutes to go into detail on all eight guys, but we has a wave or a group of them start to become available in late May. Grayson Rodriguez threw a bullpen. Andrew Kittredge threw a bullpen yesterday. Trevor Rogers and Chase McDermott are down in Florida throwing off the mound. We've got a couple guys coming back from Tommy John surgery. Those are going to be much later in the summer, but their rehabs are going well too. Kyle Bradish, Tyler Wells. So they're on the mend and things are going well so far, but we're pretty thin here as we stand in April, and our depth has been more than tested.
Feeling good.
Yeah, it's good times. Gibby, 3 2/3 against the Omaha Storm Chasers. 6 hits, 3 earned, no walks, 4 Ks, 63 pitches, 45 strikes.
He'll be here in 5 days. By the way, they did move Brandon Young to Aberdeen, so it sounds like he's going to be here in the coming
Friday,
days.
Yeah, perhaps.
Friday or Saturday, so because he'll be closer.
And good news, Machine, 3 for 4 today. He's up to 357.
That guy just rakes.
Love the Machine. Down in Norfolk at Gigi's wedding, I hope Machine. I hope Machine's still there so I can shake his hand.
Yeah.
Say I met the Machine.
Coming,
he might be up here by then.
Yeah, well, if there are injuries, he might. Coming up next, purple rain in the forecast. And Patrick McCarry was an incredibly valuable player for the Baltimore Ravens. How big a priority should the Ravens make replacing McCarry? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.